Okay, let's go to the third cave. I mean, not the third cave. The third psalm about the cave. Cave experiences, right? Let's go to chapter 34. And there's a few things there in chapter 34 we want to learn. We saw the realization of cave experiences. They happen. Difficulties come. Discouragement comes. Depression can even come. Despair can come. But we don't want to stay there. So then we saw the revelation of the cave. And we saw that the Lord wants to reveal himself to us when we're in these places, right? And now we want to see the refreshment that comes in the cave, okay? The refreshment that can come in the cave. In other words, what the Lord can do because of your cave experiences, okay? Because of the very fact that you've been discouraged, or you've been depressed, or you've even been in despair, now the Lord can take that and use that. Somebody said, I read this somewhere, I liked it so much I wrote it down. Somebody said that God can take our cave experiences and make them his recovery centers. And I love that. Because he can take your cave experience or my cave experience, whatever it might be, and use it for a recovery center for someone else. Wow. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that he can comfort us with the comfort that we ourselves were comforted with so that we can comfort others. Right? So that's, so let's look at this psalm. I'll try to stay on tack here. Let's look at this psalm. It's, there's only 22 verses, but we're going to just scan it. And how does it start? Does it sound like David's recovered? I will
bless
the Lord. I will speak well of the Lord. Right? That's what the word bless means. At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, that place that has been depressed, that place that has been in despair, my soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Another translation says the afflicted, those that are hurting. Who did David have around him? The distressed, right? There were those around him that needed what he had. So what else do we see in this psalm? Go ahead and look at it.
He's giving praise to him. Praising the Lord. In verse 3 says, "Oh, magnify." In verse 3 he's saying, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." So he's basically praising him.
In fact, as you say that, Keith, look at verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. It's a real call, as you say, to praise, to worship. It's a real call to make much of the Lord, to magnify the Lord. Then look at verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Right? It's a call to trust. So there's a call to worship. There's a call now to trust. And then look down at verse, in the middle of verse, I think it's verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There's a call to reverence. There's a call to be in awe of who God is. So there's three calls here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I want to bring you along and I want you with me. Let us exalt the name of the Lord together. And then he tells them of his experiences, right? And then he says down in verse 8, it's a call to trust. Trust the Lord with me. And then it's a call to revere the Lord, to hold him in awe. Go ahead, Steve.
The title reminds us of what had happened in 1 Samuel 21 when we looked at that in the introduction. The title of this psalm, which is part of the psalm, it refers to when he pretended insanity before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. So it would look like maybe he's expressing this psalm on the way to the cave, but I think the way we're taking it up is a nice way to look at this, because you don't have the impression in 1 Samuel 21 that he's thrilled with the fact that Abimelech drove him away. He ends up in a cave, and we know those other psalms certainly are cave psalms of darkness. So I think the title does, we're looking at the psalm, I think, in the right spiritual order, and probably even the right chronological order. But the title, he's going all the way back in his memory. I can't believe I denied who I was. I can't believe that I was at a point where I was so low that I had to pretend insanity and deny my identity. And look at verse 8. That's not, he says, now I'm the man who trusts in him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And that's me. That's who I am. I'm not the one from the title of the psalm anymore who pretended to be insane and denied who I was. I'm the one who trusts in the Lord now. And it's a tremendous moment of growth where he admits who he was. And he's not praising the Lord that he was preserved from Abimelech, I don't think. He's praising the Lord that he's ascended out of this pit of despair and is saying, I sought the Lord. He didn't, like verse 4, if we misinterpreted verse 4, it might sound like he sought the Lord in the presence of Abimelech. It doesn't really seem to be that way.
No.
He sought the Lord in the cave. Mm-hmm. And yet the title of this psalm, it recalls all the way back to that other point where he denied who he was. Mm-hmm. But now that's not who he comes back to himself, you might say. He's back to his real identity.
He says in verse 4, Steve stopped there, but just to pick that up, he delivered me from all my fears. Mm-hmm. Look at verse 17. And delivered, he says, the righteous cry out to the Lord, and the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. And then look at verse 19. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. And so there's this constant reminder, I've been delivered. I've been delivered not only from the difficulties, what I was afraid of, that brought all this in, but that inner turmoil, that trouble, that fear, I've been delivered. And this is the point we really want to stress, is that look at down at verse, because time is flying. Look at verse 18. The Lord is near those who have a broken heart and saves such as a contrite spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two ways to look at this. It could be a broken heart, broken by the Lord, humbled by the Lord. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that you've been broken in other ways and the Lord is near you and the Lord wants to deliver you. So there's two ways to look at that. Right? And so he says, he saves such that as a contrite or a crushed spirit. If you have a crushed spirit, and you're not talking about, he uses the word spirit here, which is interesting. He doesn't use the word soul, he uses the word spirit. It shows you how closely tied they are. But he says, the Lord, if your spirit is crushed, if you're hurting so bad, there's a little verse. I see that Phil wants to say something, so I'm going to be quiet in just a second. But there's a little verse in Psalm 147 that I got to show us. Verse 3. Psalm 147, verse 3. Here's what the Lord can do for you. If you're here today and you're hurting. It says, verse 3, Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. Wow. He can bind up your wound. That wound might have been open for a long time. Could be caused for lots of reasons. But David has shown us what we need to do. Okay? Just before we wrap it up, go ahead, Phil.